Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
This past Sunday at Sugar Hill Church was week three of the teaching series called Confessions of a Recovering Christian. And really, this teaching series has not been geared to be controversial, but helpful. This idea that we all need a paradigm shift, a light bulb moment where we begin to own what we really believe. So week one was all about God. Week two was all about the church. And this last week was all about the family. And it was a fantastic Sunday. If you missed it, swing by the website sugarhill.church/confessions, and you'll catch the replay from Pastor Chuck. But one of the things that Pastor Chuck talked about was some things that we can do in the home. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. You probably have, but the world is so negative around us. And so today I want to talk about something that every family needs, and especially every kid needs in their life. And it really is somebody to believe in them and to believe for them. I think it's so interesting that in Colossians 3:21, it actually says this. It says, "Do not nag your children. If you're too hard to please, they may stop trying." I think that's an interesting translation of that. One of the questions that we have to ask ourselves as a caring adult is, are we pleasant to be around? In other words, as a parent, if they get a C, are you somebody that only wants Bs? Or you only want straight As when they get Bs? Do you always have some expectation that's higher than what they delivered? And the question then is, do you want your kids to give up? Like the Bible says, do you want them just to quit? Because when they don't have a cheerleader, we produce insecure kids. One of the things that I think is a great gift for any parent to give the next generation is to give them the gift of confidence. Well, how do you do that? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 7, it says, "Love patiently accepts all things. It always trusts, it always hopes, it always endures." And so one of the takeaways of that is that if you want to raise a kid that has confidence, one that has a proper belief in themselves, you've got to build them up more than you tear them down. You've got to give them more cheers instead of tearing them down. You've got to find something they're doing right instead of pointing out everything that's wrong. Now, I know I get this. Sometimes the tension is, well, if I balance it out and I give them equal amounts of both positive and negative, then that's going to be okay. And honestly, that makes sense when you just say it out loud, but it doesn't make sense in real life. One of the things that you find is that you need to give people 5 times, 6 times, 7, or even 10 times more praise than every negative that we give. And the question is, well, why? Because people remember the negative. People hold on to that. People hold on to what is wrong about them. And what I found is you've got to overpower that with what's right. You've got to help them remember what's right about them. It's true when it comes to pastors. It doesn't matter how many sermons that we preach that somebody says something positive. We don't remember those nearly as well as somebody that is critical of it, somebody that points out something we did wrong or something we said wrong or something they disagreed with. We just tend to hold on to negativity. And chances are you do too. Chances are in your work or in your relationships, you hold on to the negative far more than you hold on to the positive. And so I would say, as a practical application, begin to overemphasize the positive, because inevitably they're going to forget it. Inevitably, they're going to be reminded over and over again of the negative. Every family and every child needs somebody that believes in them. Somebody that's in their corner, somebody that's a cheerleader, somebody that says, "I know you can do it. I believe in you. You are unbelievable. You are created by God Himself. You've got unlimited potential. Lean in. Go for it. I'm behind you. I believe in you. I care about you. I know that you can make it." Every single child needs that from a parent. Every single spouse needs that from their mate. Every single person needs somebody that believes in them. And so today I want to encourage you, as you rethink the family, as you rethink the home, think about filling your home with the positive, filling it with this belief that I'm with you no matter what. Well, I'm out of time on today's podcast, but I do want to encourage you, swing by our sister podcast, which is the Weekday Meditation Podcast, where Pastor Chuck takes a few minutes every day and helps ground the day in gratitude in Scripture. And it's a fantastic resource just to find calm in your life, to reduce the stress in your life, and to give yourself really a healthy distance from the emotions that you're experiencing today. So I would encourage you, swing by weekdaymeditation.com. And if you find these podcasts helpful, would you rate them? Would you star them? Would you leave a comment about them wherever you download them from? And consider sharing them with your friends. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.